Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Welcome, everyone, to the broadcast.
So multitudinous. And I want to just thank God for all of you coming from all over the world. Amen. And for each one of you coming from different denominations, different church affiliations, and people who are not even church, who believe in prayer, who believe in coming together, amen, with their brothers and sisters to pray. What a wonderful thing it is to find the enemy who has been trying to separate God's people for centuries and for eras, saying, if I can just get their minds and divide them, I can conquer them. But in the name of Jesus, people have said, I want to have Jesus in my life, and he's more than the whole wide world against me. Thank you for coming together to pray and to praise God. He's wonderful, and then he's done so many wonderful things. Praise the Lord. I just want to go to God in prayer this morning, and then we'll move further. And then we normally speak to the Lord, speak to you all, and then we give him praise. Be prepared. Amen. No crawl this year. This is the year where we have victory. I want you to claim victory in your life. We're going to lose some things and find some things today. And God said that we can do it, and we're going to do it in the name of Jesus. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are so ultra awesome. We praise you. We're reminded of how you helped Jehoshaphat, how you helped Paul and Silas, how you helped David, and how you helped Abraham and so many others. In fact, everybody who calleth upon you and have, if they have faith, God, you always help them. We've called on you and thank you so many times. Even on the blog line, God, you've always answered. I don't know what time that we celebrated you, that you didn't come and be in the midst of it. Thank you, Lord. Forgive all sin on this line of every person of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. And Lord, give credence in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name and believe you even more than yesterday. Because God, you keep on doing great things for us. Now God, bless every person on the prayer line this morning as we move forward, those who got up to give you praise, the first fruits of their day, God, when they come and thank you and praise you and give you adoration. I'm so reminded that you have never not blessed people who have blessed you. God, they have a sincere heart, you always bless them. Thank you for it. Now, God, bless the prayer line today. May I ask you, Lord, let the Holy Ghost take over. And we give you praise and adoration for it. Now, bind the enemy. We bind the works of Satan on this prayer line. God, bless, 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 bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Look on every person's loved ones. Help them, Lord. Even those incarcerated. We give you praise for that. And we give you praise for all things. We ask all of these things according to the scripture. We ask it in the name of Jesus, and for the glory of God. Thank you for Lord in advance. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to everybody. Are y'all awake out there? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, good morning, Lord. Y'all are not calling.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Let's go to praise of him this morning. He's waiting on your praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Give praise him in just a minute. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
773. Come on, 404. Come on, praise it. 317. I don't hear you. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. 901. Coming down. I want to stop right now. Since the praises have gone up and the blessings come down, let me ask God this. Lord, I know you're here because whenever you're in the room, oh God, miracles happen. I want to ask you if you would shake the chop tree up in heaven. I know many people never heard of that. I had never heard of it until you told me and instructed me to ask you to shake the chalk tree. Yeah, there must be a tree up there with full of chalks of blessings. I'm asking you to remember these people who've gotten up early to give you their first fruits. Now, Lord, shake the chalk tree. Every time I pray this, you did do it, and somebody got a chalk. Bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you. Good morning to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is in the blessing business. And I just praise him for what he's doing and for what he's done. I think I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. Amen. And let me see. Proverbs 8:33. Simple scripture, short scripture, 8:33. Proverbs 8:33, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. What does that mean? You hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. This is wonderful scripture. I want you to think about it for a moment. Amen. And give us, you know, I read in Daniel, the second chapter, that the Lord reserves secrets many times for the end time. You think you've heard everything from him? He's got some secrets that nobody has ever heard. Wisdom that nobody has ever heard of. Things are happening on this prayer line here that you've never heard before. Many of you have never heard it before in your life. Amen. And it's coming from this prayer line here. I was saying just the other day, the Lord, in my prayer time, and I was writing, and the Lord said, he just inspired me. And I began to write from that scripture, Matthew 16 and 19. Whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I began to write binds that would be good for everybody. And before I knew it, I had written 100 things that each one of us would be blessed from if we bind them on this earth. Well, I wrote 100 of them. And many of you will have them because I'm going to include them in the handbook for First Fruits and for the ambassadors of that 100 binds. Oh, my God. I got to just bind in one of them and got happy in my office. Just one of them made me happy. Oh, my God. And then after I wrote 100 binds, I kept writing, and I wrote 150 looses. Yeah, things that we ought to loose on this earth that would bless you and your family. Oh, my God. I got the praise in God here, and I'm using these binds and looses. Amen. Oh, my God. Lord blessed it and began to just get happy right here. Let me just give you maybe one bind. Uh-huh. Maybe two or three. Okay. That some people don't think about. But in the name of Jesus, I bind the painful catches in the hips. If you got that, you ought to bind those things. Whatever you bind on earth, in the name of Jesus, I bind all blockage in the legs. So see, some of y'all got blockage, and the enemy's trying to bind you. It's about 100 of them. 100. I'm just giving you a couple of them. Here's one. In the name of Jesus, I bind all ditches dug for me. Oh, my God. People trying to dig ditches for you on your job. In other places. You got to bind those things. God gave you that scripture to use. My God. Here's another one for me I'll deal with. In the name of Jesus, I bind all migraine headaches. Yeah, you want to bind those things. Yeah, the enemy coming to overtake you and make you. Here's another one. In the name of Jesus, I bind all jealousy toward the leaders. Amen. This is just a few of them. And then let me go to maybe a few looses. Amen. I'm aware I said maybe two or three binds. In the name of Jesus, I'm binding the enemy. That's what I bind. I'm binding the enemy. Anybody can find. Let me tell you something. When you have any of y'all ever done a program at your church or anything? Is there anybody on this line who's ever done a program at your church or anything on your job? You were in charge of anything? Let me tell you something. There's a lot of things on you, and there's a lot of things in your mind. And you forget things sometimes because you got so much on you. But I want to say this. Anybody can look and hear you doing things and pick you apart. Because they on the outside looking, they don't understand what you're going through. Because you're in charge of the program. You're in charge of doing this. And in fact, let me tell you, one of my strong points is to pick things apart. I really can. I can do it better than most people, and I say that not arrogantly, because I'm going to show you why. For years, I was over the orchestra for the Church of God in Christ, and I wrote every note for the orchestra, and I knew that how many instruments they were, how many parts. There were about 64 parts, 64. You got the first and second and third trumpets. You got the first and second trombones. And you got the tuba, and you got the bass horn. Then you got the first, second violins, the viola, the cello, the string bass. Then you got the clarinet and the flautist, and you just go on and on and on. And you got to know what every one of those persons or parts are doing at the same time. I'm an expert, and I knew all those things were going on. And I'm trying to show you that it prepares you to dissect things. You dissect them. You got to know what the clarinet and when to bring them in, and when to bring the tubes in, and everything. And so it prepares you to dissect things. But we're not to be people who try to pick everything apart with it in life. That's different from an orchestra. But we're to be people who support the saints of God. Whatever you're trying to do, I'm to speak life to you. I'm to speak encouragement. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I'm not to pull you down. I'm not to grab you like crab mentality. I'm to boost you up and tell you you can make it. It's going to be all right. God's in your corner. He's on your side. You're going up instead of down. And that's what I come to do this morning. Let me just get y'all's wisdom on that scripture. Amen. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. I'm not going any further. Just get that right there. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. What will it do for you? Amen. If you hear it. Amen. Will it curse you or will it bless you? Why is it important to hear instructions? Can you do what is expected if you don't hear? If the instruction is given out and you're holding your ears like a little baby trying to keep it out, how can you do what is asked of you? How can you be wise if you don't hear instructions? And if you refuse it, what will God do? I mean, if God has given you instruction and you refuse it, what would become of you? Amen. All right. Hear instruction, be wise, and refuse it not. I know somebody in Africa and India and other nations are listening, because somebody's going through right now. Amen. I want to open up the line to you, and let's get some wisdom on that and help some people all around the world. God bless you. Proverbs 8:33, hear instruction and be wise. I'm not giving you any background on it. I just want to go right there. That can stand alone. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. All right. Proverbs 8:33. The line is open. Can anybody speak on that and give us what God has given you? All right. The line is open to you.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to my chief ambassador.
Good morning to you.
Betty Johnson and Mother Johnson. Amen. To all of the saints of God, good morning. Amen to you all. This is Ambassador Stearns. Amen. 847 North Chicago, Illinois. And I thank God for this scripture right here. I thank God for the whole book of Proverbs. Amen. I just want to share a little bit coming into the knowledge of God and learning that our pastor taught us, amen, that there were 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, and he challenged us to read a proverb a day, whatever the day is, amen, we read that Proverbs, and I tell you, we've been doing that for over 20-some-odd years, amen.
Mm.
Of my favorite ones right here in the eighth chapter of Proverbs. Amen. And I just need to back up. Is that all right, Chief Ambassador, to the
Absolutely. Go ahead. Help us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Actually, I can really could expound on all of them, but I need to back up because he always told us the word, the scripture before and the scripture behind has meat for it for the center scripture. Amen.
Yes.
Now, the 32nd verse of the 8th chapter of Proverbs say, now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, and he's talking about hearkening unto him, unto God, O ye children, and we are the children of God. And they say, for blessed are they that keep my ways. In other words, you got to keep the ways of the Lord. You know all about the Ten Commandments. You have been taught. You have been in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're hungry for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I'm not mistaken, this is Solomon speaking here, King Solomon, just before we go into the book of Ecclesiastes, and he say, hear instruction. Amen. That's talking to us. The children of God, every last one of us, no idols on us today, but God's children, hear instruction. And where you going to hear instruction from? From the word of God. Where you going to hear instruction from? From the man or woman of God. Where you going to hear instruction from? From a godly home. Where are you going to hear instruction from? From the most godly book that it is, the Bible. Where are you going to hear instruction from? By being in the presence of the Lord, by getting close to God, and you will hear instruction. And it say, and be wise. Oh my God, we talked about that yesterday. King Solomon had everything. He had everything. God had blessed him to be the richest man on the face of earth. And he was about to be, be the king over the people. But he went to God and said, God, all of this stuff, amen, all of this you've given me, everything I got, amen, I'm blessed and I know I'm highly favored. But the Lord asked him, well, what lack you now? I lack something else. And the greatest thing I want is wisdom. And that's where wisdom comes from, the root word of wise. Amen. Be wise. What do you want from God? Out of all the things you got, God, I want to be wise. He said, hear instructions. Take heed to the word of God. Take heed to the knowledge of God. Draw nigh unto him, and he'll draw nigh unto you. And the Lord is always now, everything that he gives us now is not always going to be what we want, but he's going to give us what we need. And the most important thing that we need is a closer walk with the Lord, is a walk with God. And he said, be wise when you get the instructions. What you going to do with it? He said, and refuse it not. You know, a lot of people get instructions, oh my God, and it may not be the way they want it to go. But if you ask God to give you wisdom, oh my God, we don't want to waste wisdom. Oh my God, you don't want to, when God give you wisdom like he gave our chief ambassador, I'm listening to him about how to, amen, dissect all those notes and everything. Don't just take the wisdom and tuck it in your bosom, amen, and don't do nothing with it. A wisdom is like money. You store it up, and when you get ready to use it, you got something to use. Amen. Glory to God. Open this morning, because I've been up early this morning seeking the face of God and asking God to give me some wisdom here. Amen. And it say, and refuse it not. You don't know who's going to be the one to instruct you. What, matter of fact, the Bible say, and a child shall lead them. Sometimes look at a person and you think that they don't know nothing, but oh, but when they open up their mouth, amen, there is wisdom that comes out of it. Amen. And say, hear instruction. You got to have the ear of God to hear. You can't hear all that stuff that the say-sewers and the witchcraft demons and people that are not walking with God and don't even, amen, respect God, don't don't go to church, don't refuse instructions. That's not a wise person, oh my God. He say, hear instruction, hearken unto me. In other words, God is calling his children. And he said, for you are blessed. Amen. Oh my God. You don't want to miss this morning. Amen. And the 34th verse say, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily, every day. Blessed is you. Blessed is. Put your name there. Amen. I'm blessed. Amen. After I get the wisdom and I refuse it now. You know, when we were coming up as children, looked like everything our parents told us, it sound negative, but it was positive. It was for our good. And when you hear the man or woman of God, when they speak to you, and sometimes you have to get, amen, correction and reproof, amen. It ain't going to always be that you're a pretty little girl and a pretty little, nice little man. Sometimes you're going to hear, amen, rebuking. Sometimes you're going to hear that they may not even know where you've been last. What you said, amen, the night before, but the word of God going to bring it out in the message for that day. And sometimes you may feel like they picking on poor little me. But here King Solomon is saying, you better hear instruction, and you better be wise. Amen. He said, and all I get in, get understanding. And be wise to the word of God. Be wise with the people around you. Be wise in your time with God for 2016. Don't waste your time out there and you come and give God a half praise. Amen. If we'd have given him 1,000 praise, don't give him 500 and you say, I get it back tomorrow. You can never catch up with time. Oh, I better stop here because I feel the anointing of God going further in this. On this morning, be wise in the Lord. Spend your time wisely. But when you hear the instruction of the Lord, and it may not even come the way you want to, but when you in the service of the Lord, when you on First Fruit Prayer Line, and you hear these wisdom seminars and the nuggets that's coming from others, build up your most holy faith in the Lord, you will hear instructions. Sometimes somebody might drop one little word. Amen. It might drop, and that was for you. Did you catch it? Hallelujah. It was for you. Did you get it? Amen. And be wise. They may say something about as far as spending too much. Hey, glory to God. That was for you. That was for me. May say something like, we just finished talking about gossip. Hey, glory to God. And it might have been you've been entertaining. Did you know that that was the wisdom of God speaking to you right then? Say, get away from the Dr. Thompson, you better get this morning. But I catch it. Hear instruction. Here, when you come on the First Fruit Prayer Line, you're not coming on here to please nobody but the Lord. Your spirit needs this. Hey, glory to God. Be wise. Take advantage of it. Okay, maybe we didn't pray that day, but we got some wisdom down in us. We got it tucked down. And I tell you, if you don't happen to have nothing stored up in you when you need to produce it, there's nothing going to come out. Be wise, servant. And servant of the Lord. And my God, and it said, amen, praise the Lord, and refuse it not. Don't turn your head. Don't turn a deaf ear. Don't say that was for him and not for you. Receive it. Store it up in you. You don't know when you're going to need that wisdom to be released to help somebody else. But most of all, it will help us. God bless you all this morning. I know that my time is up, but that's a message all by itself. And if you don't catch it, I caught it. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Chief Ambassador.
Back God again. Bless you. My. Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you so much. For that dissertation, I appreciate it so very, very much. I think I'm going to be wise, and I don't know. I think, in fact, I know the Lord brought that to us, and that was just phenomenal from the Lord. And let's be wise, and thank God I know Maybe you can talk on that when she stirred up some stuff. Amen. But she did a just and wonderful and bountiful job on that. Amen. Let's move here. God bless you. Just want to ask, do I have, give me two praise reports. Anybody have a praise report and you want to give it from the weekend? Let's have maybe 2 minute praise reports and we'll get maybe two or three. All right, the line is open to you. If you have a praise report, give it this morning. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead.
Good morning, Ambassador Chief Johnson. This is
Good morning.
Charlotte
Good morning. Good morning
to the magnificent first fruit on this magnificent Monday, what I meant to say. Good morning, everybody. I just want to thank the Lord for that message, that wisdom seminar that you guys just did. It spoke to me, and I know exactly what she's saying in my prayer report is. Yesterday, that was a message about stored up, that we have a heavenly trust fund that's being stored up as we collect wisdom and faith and trust. We got heavenly monies are being stored up in our team. I've never heard that the way presented. Then here it is right again at 6:15 in the morning again about wisdom and being wise and stored up and not to refuse it. So I'm just taking that, putting my name on it, putting my family's name on it. We're going to have heavenly trust funds stored up for the grace. That's my testimony. I'm standing on it. I'm thanking the Lord for it. My heels are not hurting. My head is not hurting. I thank you, Jesus. I am healthy in you, God. I thank you for the blood that continually runs through my veins. The tongue that you've given me allowed me to even speak this morning. My mouth is not shut. It is open, saying, God, I thank you. I got a new job that's on the way. I am saying you've been storing up wisdom for me. So when I get that new job, I will be on time at work. I will do what I'm supposed to do. I will follow the instructions. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. You have me in a place right now where I can get wisdom, can gleam on, I can listen, I can believe it. And then I can act on it. I thank you, Lord, for this wisdom seminar. I thank you for yesterday. All of this is winding up for stored up trust fund. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank God for you. All right, give me one more. I pray for you. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord, Pfeiffer. I just want to thank God for someone else.
Go ahead.
God bless you. God bless you. And thanking God for another day's journey and honoring the Lord this morning. Chief Ambassador, Dr. Betty Johnson, Mother Johnson, and everyone on the prayer line. I am praising God for his blessings. This Ambassador Pfeiffer in Kentucky. I want to give this praise report to the glory of God because on this past last Sunday, we were praying for some of the people that set up in church, and the enemy tried to attack them, and we were rebuking strokes. The Sunday before, we had three young people that got up and testified about the goodness of God and how they had given their lives to God, and that the Lord was all that mattered in their life. And the fourth Sunday from that, three people set up in church, and the enemy tried to attack them and cause them to have strokes. One of the young ladies was a smoker, and the Lord said, just whisper and tell, give her these instructions, and thank God for the wisdom seminar. Ambassador Stern said everything that I had on my heart to say, and it just seemed like she said it all, and it was just an echo of what I was thinking and what God had given me concerning this scripture, because we too have always been nurtured by the book of Proverbs and getting wisdom and understanding. So I'm thanking God for that and for her exhortation on that. But just to know that God is yet in the healing business, the Lord healed and rebuked these strokes. We were binding and rebuking strokes. And the young lady did not follow the instructions. And she thought it was okay for her after God said, do not do this, don't do this, don't do that. She refused to do it, and she did have a stroke, and she went into the hospital on the other day. Young woman. She had sat there in church, and her eyes crossed up when she was having a stroke right in church. But we were able to bind and rebuke it. And later on, she went back and continued to smoke, and the stroke came back and attacked her. So she went into the hospital from it. So my thing to the girl is to hear the instructions and be wise and refuse not, my God, because the things that the enemy is offering the people of God or the people that are chosen of God, called by his name, is causing them suicidal attempts. And we know that smoking is the number six killer in the world. And I just, Lord just showed it to me where smoking is actually an attempt of suicide because you know what it will do, you know what it causes, and yet you do it. So when you do these things that you know that God has given us not to do, then it's an attempt of suicide. But Lord, let us know that we can yet bind and rebuke in obedience. And you must have these instructions to be wise and according to live the life that God has given you. So I'm thanking God for how he did heal the other people and bring them through, and they were yet here testifying of a victorious healing. So God, to God be the glory. Back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Maybe we have time maybe for one more praise report. Amen. If you have it, the line is open to you. Praise anybody else?
Praise him. This is Ambassador Hagin from Georgia. And I just want to thank God.
And I just want to pray. I heard somebody else before you, Ambassador Stern. Amen. Let's give him a chance. Go ahead.
And I just want to give God praise for the praise report. And what happened, we were on our way to a city for an appointment. And without knowing exactly what was going on, but the city was shut down because there was so much snow everywhere. And we were taking a crew with us who were not experienced in driving in the snow. Glory to God, somebody made contact with us while we were on the road, made contact with us and let us know that there was so much snow, we may want to consider rescheduling that. Glory to God, but I just thank God for how he spared all of us and the group we were taking, glory be to God, from the snow and from whatever dangers could have, you know, arrived from that. And I thank you for wisdom, because wisdom and instruction are so important. Thank you so much, Chief. Back to you, sir.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Amen. I believe that's Ambassador Hagin. Amen. Beautiful. I thank God for protecting you all on the highway. All right. Yeah. Ambassador Stern, go ahead.
Just a quick testimony, Chief. Amen. And I need to honor God for this because I heard it first thing this morning. As the Lord was praying through you this morning and you began the first thing you prayed for this morning, that somebody got a hip problem. Oh, my God, it went down into my spirit. A lot of times we as leaders, we don't always share all the things that is going on in our little world because we don't want the sheep and the others to think that we're weak. That don't mean that we're weak. We still have things that we're dealing with. But I wanted to just share on the prayer line and openly expose the enemy that when we came home the first of the year and I shared that how we were in the accident right in our sideway, and the accident aggravated my left hip. I was already having problems with it, and it aggravated it so bad until they gave me a little tense machine to put on there to sort of take the pressure off. And when you say the hip, I was just sitting here with the hip. Amen, with the tense machine on, and then you came with the wisdom seminar about being take instruction and being wise. That was me, Chief, this morning when the Lord spoke right through you to me about the hip, and I took that and say, God, I'm leaning on that anointing, amen, for my chief ambassador, that my hip is going, I'm getting off a fence machine because it don't belong on me, but I take it until the release is gone. So I wanted to share that. I have several testimonies, but praise reports, but that's a right now one. And I just want to say, every opportunity in my own service, we have praise reports, and I'm a partaker of praise reports. Amen. I don't just sit down and just listen to others and let it look like God ain't did nothing for me. Look, God is blessing me. Every day I wake up, I say, what a miracle, my God, that I'm really alive. God bless you is my prayer, and I want to thank you for letting the Lord, whatever God tell you to speak, you don't know who's supposed to get that, and that was for me this morning. God bless you is my prayer.
God bless you. God bless you. My. I'm just having a good time this morning. Y'all are so wonderful, amen. Y'all are blessed. I mean, all of y'all on this line. I could call on any one of you, and it would just bless somebody on this line. I don't want to leave this morning here a couple without doing a couple of things. Number one, we want to have prayer for anybody who's in trouble, has a situation that you need prayer for. And you may not want to share, or if you want to share, this is not a gossip line. We just want to know how to pray for you. And we believe that when we pray on target, God will hear the prayer, and prayer will change things. That's why we want to know. Amen. We want to grab your hand and be like Aaron and Hur. Hold your hand up so you can win the battle. Amen. The second thing I want to do on Friday, it was my privilege, oh my God, that we had the service, the ceremony where Ambassador Betty Johnson, Lady Betty, received her doctorate degree. And we just had so much fun in doing that. And we see so many calls and texts about how many people were blessed, how people were blessed. And I want to, at the close of this service this morning, I want to give you a chance. If you hadn't heard, or if you have heard, if you were there and didn't get a chance to wish her wonderful, God bless her, congratulate her, I'm going to open up the line this morning at the close for you to congratulate Dr. Betty Johnson. Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Amen. Oh, my God. So deserving. Amen. I talked about the whereases the other day, all the things. I didn't, couldn't name them all, but some of the things that she's done. Amen. But she's been such a wonderful, phenomenal blessing to so many people. She deserved this. A great honor, amen, for an honorary doctor, a doctorate degree in humanities. She's concerned about humanities.